When you lose.
What was that, Chris? If you're not here, then you lose. What were you saying about Giacomo?
He's not here to defend himself. It's kind of like not showing up to court for like litigation.
Oh,
like,
you snap. Can't,
yeah. I'm holding in him contempt. Where's your gavel?
Wow. The things that he said, Giacomo, were just outrageous.
But totally believable and in character.
What did you say? You said you'd rather have coders who are late than absent?
Good enough.
Good enough. Than absent yes. coders. Oh.
That ain't right.
Well, you know,
it's just like mothering, you know?
Chris
there
is
like
open
good
about
enough.
It, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to hide behind, you know, some facade. He's going to share exactly how he feels.
Here and now.
He doesn't care so much about Giacomo's absence.
Maybe I care very deeply because, you know, clearly I'm disturbed by it and I have to, you know. work it through.
Now, where is he? He didn't say where he was going. Do you know where he is?
No.
Wherever you are, Giacomo, I hope you're having a great time. There are many people who are disturbed by your absence.
I saw him out in the woods with some kids. They were drinking beers and smoking cigarettes.
Jeez. Oh, boy. Let's see. Okay, so, should we start?
Yeah.
Without Melissa? All right. So we have these two seemingly different camps. So I was hoping for, like, some fighting.
I brought it.
Great, I love it.
You got your back first.
I love watching this stuff unfold.
I shy away from conflict.
You don't like the fighting?
Nope. I like
healthy debates.
I like healthy debates.
Huh?
So I like healthy debates.
Healthy debates? No, there's nothing healthy about our debates. You can tell I've been out of school now for about a month. You can't tell?
Well, I mean,
you're not wearing
I feel much. I feel much lighter.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm not teaching, that's for one thing.
Right. Oh, I guess. Oh, you like no other reason.
So I supervise clinical students, but.
No teaching.
No teaching.
That's right.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a much lighter load, you know, I'm just. Chris knows I spend like hours and hours preparing a lecture, and it's just, you know, those lectures are the result of many, many hours of work. So, hope you enjoyed them last semester, but it's nice not to have to teach. It's nice. So anyway, number one, we had pretty minimal disagreement. Let's see, Brianna, Chris, and Giacomo all gave a 3, and Melissa was 4, so they were pretty much in the range. Then Marie gave a 5.
This is for number 1?
Yeah.
Yep.
Marie gave a 5, which is a little out of the range, and then Dustin gave a 1. So should we go over that one? Who wants to read that one?
My father is very quiet. This is a father response. My father is very quiet and introverted. He tends to keep things to himself and often has trouble connecting with others outside of family. He is a hard worker and places his family as a priority.
Okay, one more time.
My father is very quiet and introverted. He tends to keep things to himself and often has trouble connecting with others outside of family. He is a hard worker and places his family as a priority.
Sounds like absent but not repudiated to me.
Sounds like questionable.
Well,
lower to me.
Why would you say absent? I mean, he uses the word introverted. That's an adjective that describes an emotional state, right?
Oh. I thought that I was thinking of that in behavioral terms, like he.
Well.
Like he avoids people physically.
Like in that in itself, but I mean for me what bumped it up from the 1 to the 3 is then they kind of describe where he has trouble connecting with people outside. So I mean that kind of, you know, made it It wasn't just that he avoids, you know, he's having trouble kind of internally connecting with them. So I didn't think it was fully reflective, mm-hmm. but, you know, at least a little mildly, like there was some thought kind of into, mm-hmm. you know, why he might be.
Yeah, I'd read as like my rationale that the response alludes to values by saying places his family as a priority and behaviors that may suggest certain aspects of the father's internal world, like quiet and introverted, but it's not expanded upon.
But it doesn't just describe the behavior, it doesn't really tell you anything about any motive or why. It just says he's very quiet, introverted.
Well, he has trouble connecting.
And he often has trouble connecting, but why though?
Well, that's why it's only a 3. That's why we're not looking at a 5 or higher.
But you could say somebody has trouble connecting without knowing anything about their mental state. I could
Trouble.
That kid's sitting in the corner and just trouble connecting with people because he's sitting in the corner over there. And I wouldn't know, like, if he's, you know.
Yeah, but when somebody says somebody has trouble connecting with people, you're not thinking that person means physically connected.
Yeah.
They're almost assuredly talking about emotionally connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about emotional, you're talking about a mental state. It's questionable, but it's not absent. I can't see absent. But that, I mean, you're arguing why it's not a 5. And so I disagree with Melissa. I don't think, or Marie.
Yeah, I went a little too high. I think I took the connecting with others as a higher rating, or rating than a 3, because I figured it had to do with other people, not just, you know, recognizing mental states, but like, went that extra note of talking about the effect on other people, so I think I overshot it.
It was just tricky with the semantics of it, where, you know, like, it wasn't, you know, like, either in either camp, like, they were just kind of in between the two.
Yeah, I don't hear any, like, real awareness of the nature, of
given,
the
like,
nature of mental states. I don't hear that. I don't hear any effort to tease out mental states' underlying behavior. I don't hear that. And I don't hear any developmental aspects. And of course, there's no reference to the interviewer. So I could see a 4. I could see a 3. I can't see anything less than a 3.
Put it here.
Did you hear that, Giacomo? Chris said, Melissa just came a little late. And Giacomo says, but you're, she said, I'm sorry I'm late. And Chris said, but you're here.
You're really instigating, like,
you're,
you know, is this
teaching?
What happens without teaching? I can give you some, you know, statistics to read if you feel like it's going to calm you down a little bit. They're very boring and tedious.
No, this is great. I just
got about 20 new pages written for you.
I just want to see, I want to see fighting. That's what I want to see. Actually, Melissa...
Here.
Melissa, you need to sit on this side of the table.
Oh, I know. I do. It's very, I can see it.
And Giacomo, you know, he's, we should have a chair just for him on this side.
I'm going to get like an angry text message every second now.
I'm sure he's,
well, sadly, this is not live. You'll hear this later on. But so we just went over 1, and we had agreed that 3 or 4 makes sense. 5 or 1 does not, and we talked about that.
You had a 4, so.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right, so then we go to 2, and, you know, all 1s, what, there was 1 0, that was Marie, which is still within the range of ±1. So, did you want to say why 0, not 1?
I just the question, determined, I was thinking in my head, how does a person look determined? Like, how would I be able to look at you and say, I think you're determined? So I didn't see that as being like
it's
a
constipated
real
job.
Mental state. Determined's not coming to mind right now. So,
determined!
But
I guess
I'm
going to
finish my dissertation!
I don't know. You,
damn
it. It's a little, not,
it's my understanding that like 0 and -1 were reserved for more like
bizarre.
Anti-reflective, like, -1 is like bizarre, and 0 is just.
I'm still here.
So determined,
but not like totally telepathic wind.
So,
yeah.
So to clarify though, hardworking, just behavior, but determined is slightly, so that counts as a 1?
I would just pass it, categorize it just in the 1 also, just, you know. it's not reflective.
And kind of non-emotional kind of adjective is a one automatically. I think we...
Non-emotional adjective.
Yeah, we made that rule a long time ago.
Yeah, because the person just says determined, hardworking, so...
That's a one.
So it's absent.
But is an absent zero?
Absent
is
one.
No, absent...
Absent is one.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad.
Zero is when you're getting into the kind of bizarre.
Zero,
okay.
Two, the four, the evens all have no label.
All right, I meant one then. I meant absent.
Okay. See, every little point's going to bump up your reliability. So make a note of that.
I did, yeah.
All right. So we move on to number three. And there was some disagreement here. Giacomo wrote something here, which I'll read. Number three, we have Brianna 3, Chris 2, Giacomo 3, Melissa 1, Marie 1, Dustin 2.
So everybody correlates with me, plus I'm on this one.
Yes, Chris.
I was in the two.
As is Dustin.
Yeah, see. Well, actually, he correlated right on with me, so you've moved one step closer.
Or everyone correlates with Dustin, including you.
If he'd like to do my stats, I'll take that.
Sure, I'm taking the time.
Well, you say Dustin, you should take him on.
Good time.
Yeah, right. All right, so Giacomo says, maybe he's not referring to number three here in his email message. He's talking about threes in general. The example of a three in the PowerPoint was she was a caring person, but what would increase a similar response to a four? Would listing multiple adjectives do that, because that happens a lot in our type of responses?
No.
What about if someone lists multiple one-word adjectives which are disparate rather than of one particular valence? For example, both items 18 and 20, which we'll get to, list a bunch of adjectives.
No.
Of internal. Well, moving right on. Sorry, Giacomo, no discussion there.
That was the DR scale. Chris, not looking at, you know, ambivalence or tolerance for it.
Yeah, but this is not the DR scale.
No, I know. I'm saying that was what we did on the DR scale, but that's not necessarily an aspect of...
Oh, so you're just saying what we would have done
in
the previous scale.
But
okay.
I mean, like...
I thought you were just
that's
cutting
short. That's not really even taken into account in this one. So, I mean, if it's just a list, it would just be threes.
Okay. For both items 18 and 20... list a bunch of adjectives of internal feeling states. Before item 18, they're all positively charged and one-dimensional, whereas in item 20, there's more a variety of feeling states. Would item 20 get a higher rating then?
No.
So, I mean, maybe we want to wait until we get to those items. Is he, Giacomo... makes comments on items 18, 20, 12, 13, and 16. So maybe we should just hold off on that. So for item 3, somebody want to read that?
A struggling and striving individual who enjoyed wealth and beauty.
So who wants to speak for the one camp?
I just felt like it was more of the sociological description of the person, like, what, this is how they live their life. I didn't think it was anything internal, or...
Yeah, I think if I was thinking of zero as absent, I was thinking one as the minimum. So now that I've just reset in my mind, I would probably have given it a two, if two is now the... minimum.
Two is the new one.
Yes, exactly. So striving, if determined is enough of a shred of a state, then striving would be as well. So I guess I would probably give it a two.
But you had given that a zero previously.
No, I gave it a one.
Right. No, you get determined for number two a zero.
Yeah, that's what I meant. For right. item number two, you gave determined a zero.
Right.
But you're saying determined is like struggling.
Like if you're telling me now, like if, as I just learned, that determined does count as...
As one.
Oh, as one.
So why would you give it a two then? So you gave it a one already.
Yes, okay, I just got that. I would give it like a minimum. Like a minimum, like just an inkling, just a touch of the person acknowledging.
A spritz of reflection?
Yeah, like just like a minimum.
Well, that would be a two.
Yeah.
But that's not what you gave it.
Right, because I just.
All right, so
five
what's,
minutes ago,
right,
I just leave my scale.
All right, so where do you hear the spritz of reflection?
Struggling and striving.
Now how's that different from determined?
I don't know, striving is more forward moving. It's more like active. You can't strive by just sitting there. But you can
right,
be determined
but how, why would I give it more of a reflective response?
I don't know, but it, to me, if it has more movement to it, then it just seems to be more rich with, like, the person. And it's more full description.
Are these the Marie rules?
Marie rules?
There's nothing in the guidebook or the guidelines that suggests that forward movement should give you any more of a...
Oh, no, right. So then
any
yes,
more
that would
points.
Be in my head of how I'm conceptualizing it.
Okay, delete.
Yes, delete. It does seem to be just a minimum. It just feels that way. I'm sorry
it just
to say
feels.
It that way, but it
look,
feels
we're doing
that
science,
way.
Baby. There's no feeling here.
Qualitative.
Maybe the word enjoyed?
Yeah,
is
enjoyed. Like each of those three words are just a tiny bit.
Now, enjoy, now we could have a discussion because. That's a feeling, right?
Right.
When I'm enjoying, I'm feeling something. I'm feeling a positive, valenced...
Well, struggling is a feeling, I can assure you.
Struggling... to struggle.
Yeah.
See, I see that as behavioral.
I kind of took enjoyed the same way in this sentence. I didn't take enjoyed like that they might welcome me. Like, I felt like enjoyed was... they had welcomed me. Like, in their lifetime... they were wealthy and I don't know, the way I read it, that's why I didn't pump it up at all.
How are you feeling? Struggling. It's not a feeling.
I'm struggling right now and I'm feeling something. So.
You're feeling something else. You're struggling, but you're feeling something else. Frustrated, anxious, you know, those are my two guesses,
struggling
but...
So I'm trying to get it to sink in with
stress.
How I feel about it.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
You're enjoying it. That's a feeling.
I'm fighting with myself. No, it's great. I'm trying to just learn. No struggle. I mean, no. I'm struggling to learn.
Okay. So, Melissa, do you see it too?
Yeah, I can see it, definitely.
All right. Not a three?
I don't really know if I see a three because I feel like it's so...
Well, I agree with you. I'd have trouble seeing a three. So, Brianna, you're in the hot seat now. Because Jacqueline was not here to defend his three.
I didn't concentrate on struggling or striving. I concentrated on the word enjoyed.
Okay.
For me, I felt that was enough to be questionable. It wasn't absent. But I can definitely see it being somewhere in the middle because it doesn't elaborate. I can see two.
Okay. All right. Giacomo, can you see a two?
Yes, I can.
All right, so...
I don't think it kind of alluded to something. Maybe I gave it more credit for the illusion of alluding to a value or an internal state. So that's why I felt it was it's just questionable of what it really is.
Yes.
But I can see it being...
Slightly less than questionable.
It's slightly... I can see it. I really can. I can see it, too.
You can see a spritz of reflectiveness there.
I can. I think maybe I ran with the word enjoyed a little too far.
You enjoyed the word enjoyed
a
little too much.
I did.
Okay. All right, so that's three. Number four, we have some wide discrepancies. Brianna, five.
Yep.
An outlier there. Chris 3, Giacomo 3, Melissa and Marie 1, and Dustin 4. So I'd like to see some fighting. Melissa and Marie on one side and Brianna on the other. Go!
Can I read it?
This is a
long one. Should I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Worked as a freelance journalist and for publications. Very hard worker, working too hard at times. Interested in political science and history, tending to favor what was good for people in something of a liberal fashion. Without a particular allegiance to a political orientation, though thought about each issue carefully and was sensible. Tended to work long hours alone. Promoted / supported the intellectual development of his children. Handy around the house.
I just see, again, it would be a stretch for me to say that any of these seem to be like definite internal states.
Yeah, I mean...
Honestly, I could see a 1 more than I could see a 5.
Yeah. And you know, I know it's the only thing that even kind of I felt like hit a quote-unquote high note was thought about each issue carefully. And that indicated like a basic internal thought. But I did notate that most of the response constitutes a lower score. I mean, a lot of it is just behavioral observation. But I thought, and it just kind of...
But even that is questionable, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that interest in political science and history tend to favor what was good for people in some kind of liberal fashion. I was picturing, you know, his liberal-mindedness and his wanting and feeling like, I just want, it's good for people.
See, is that a mental state? Being liberal-minded.
I would say that's a canned mental state.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
It's a generic description, which would be a 3.
So that'd be a 3.
Yeah, I agree.
And supported would be about values. The term I thought or he thought is a red herring in the manual. It says that oftentimes people describe things as saying I thought without actually referring to a thought, so that don't, you know, like if they phrase a sentence with I thought, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily constitute a higher score.
I could definitely see a 3. At first I was going to put 3 because I almost thought it was one of those over-analytic ones where it's very like... the way they describe the person.
How would it be supportive of the intellectual development of the children?
That's a behavior.
I mean, I would probably give it a 2, but I could see a 3.
Mm-hmm. What about working too hard? Is that... That's behavior. Yeah. It's not behavioral, but you can't interpret it. It's just behavior.
Working too hard.
He was exhausted.
You know, perspiration was coming out of his pores of his face. He's working too hard.
Like, he even tended to work long hours alone. That's, like, so close to, like, they're interpreting that he wanted to be alone by himself sort of thing, but they don't say it.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know what the person really means.
Maybe they just were the only person at their job.
So, postal worker.
Or a washing machine.
Or they're ready to go postal.
Or freelance journalist. Probably.
All right, we've beaten this one.
I have a question then.
Yeah.
Chris, you said that the liberal-minded sort of thing is the canned statement. We had a lot of that in, I know, at least in ours, when they would say it was a, you know, liberal whatever. Would we give, if that's in there, is that like a... I mean that would be like the benchmark,
depending on how it fits in. If it goes higher, it goes higher.
Right.
But
okay.
I mean that fits in with the caring though, or like just the
okay.
Caring.
Yeah, yeah. But even that liberal-minded.
It's like they have mind.
Just because the word mind is in there doesn't. I mean, I don't know. I might even think about a 2 mm-hmm. for that, but 2 or 3.
It's not in this one, just in future ones, because it comes up a lot.
Number 5, we've got all 4s and 3s except Marie gave a 0. We have Brianna 4, Chris 3, Giacomo 3, Melissa 4, Marie 0, and Dustin 4. So, who wants to read that one? Okay.
My mother was a religious woman devoted to her family, both nuclear and extended. She stayed in a less than fulfilling marriage for the sake of her children, who had a fine childhood. She volunteered her time to a few charities when she had the opportunity. Mostly, she took care of family. And I was thinking zero is absent, so I would recalibrate to a one, but I don't see any, I mean, religious, but I don't know, I don't really see it. I don't know what this woman is thinking.
She stayed in a marriage, and it wasn't fully marriage for the sake of her children, but a fine childhood. That's where I go.
That's the only thing that I focused on.
Because she did this for the sake of her children. So the behavior underlying
the motivation, the reason why.
But is that an emotion?
Well, she felt unfulfilled in the relationship.
I mean, I don't think we want to push it too much because that would bump it up to a five.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think it's quite there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I hear where you're going with that, but you're
right,
reading a little bit into it.
She didn't necessarily say it, but I think also because they put in the parentheses who had a fine childhood, that kind of made me think a little higher, kind of three. It wasn't like.
What do you think, Chris?
I gave it a three.
No, I know. So yeah. I wanted to hear you. Why not a four?
I could potentially go to a four, but. I mean, there's, you know, a little bit almost of, you know, with the interpretation of the behavior into it, you know, written in. I guess just because they had put the, you know, who had a fine childhood in parentheses.
That's
for me, it looked more like an aside versus like an integrative, you know, type of thought. So that's just why I was on the, you know, fence and I sided down, like, because they didn't actually do the work. I did the work.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
That's what a three is, just she is a caring person. Dot could be a three. I don't know, for me,
yeah,
the
I would,
sentence
I mean,
did
I
a little
go
bit
for,
more for
I go with you, Brianna. I would give it a four.
Yeah.
I think it deserves enough of a shot, but definitely not a five.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a five.
Because of the state and the fulfilling marriage?
Because we, you know, we sat here, we're trying to fill in the blank, you know,
fill in
the blanks and make it, you know, teasing out mental states underlying behavior. I mean, that's the one we're, this person's going for, but doesn't quite make it. But we can kind of sort of see where they're headed if we want to go in that particular direction. That, to me, that's four.
So you think that for a lot of these, their RFs would be very different if they were like having this, if someone they knew or were close to were asking them these questions, like, and being like in a hospital feeling. Yeah,
well, these are on the internet.
Oh, right.
These are unused.
But I just feel like sometimes, you know, if someone just you don't know is asking these questions and you're just kind of like, I don't know, you like just come up with like some canned statement, you don't really care. It's not, you know, that this is the way you always think. I feel like it's like you could have different RFs with different people that
RF is supposed to be situation dependent, right?
Yeah,
I mean, different
absolutely.
Therapy
Justin's
would pull
right.
for a much higher RF from one of us than,
right.
you know, if I'm sitting in the coffee room, you know, like chatting about something else, I'm not going to be as psychologically mind. You'd be exhausted all the time if every time anybody asked you a question. So I think it states in the manual that it's very, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right, Dustin. But I would argue against your point from this perspective. Anyone agreeing to participate in Chris and Giacomo's two studies already has some intrinsic motivation to want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reasons, we don't know what their motivations are. I mean, it's a research question in and of itself. Why do some people want to participate in research and other people couldn't give a shit?
Yeah.
You know? So the people who do want to participate have some intrinsic motivation. I would imagine they would at least try and make the effort, so if they have any mental state,
right.
reflective capacity on mental states, they're going to show it because they're more motivated than your garden variety
well,
person by virtue of the fact that they decided to participate in research anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a raffle.
Oh, they were just in a raffle. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they
just got off. Is that you just get IRB approval for?
What?
Is it easy to get IRB approval to just do that?
To have a raffle?
To do online questionnaires.
I think it's easier than most types of research.
Well, it was also, the sake of getting a larger number of subjects, too, versus, you know, having somebody have to, you know, kind of come, and you get a little more anonymity from your own computer versus having to come downstairs
right.
and go through reception.
You know, just clicking on yes to participation is the same as signing an informed consent
form. Yeah, like I had checkbox, you know, I've read this, I'm 18 years of age and older, you know, and so they just kind of checked out. So everybody, you know, consent was automatic for, which, you know, made it easier too.
Yeah.
In fact, it was expedited review, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's definitely nice. But you're limited because you can't often do the really complicated kinds of assessments that you could in person. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Chris and Giacomo are way ahead of the game here because they decided to use an instrument that had previously been used only with people in person. So, namely the ORI, you know, describe your mother, describe your father, describe yourself, and then just typing in. They're the first two people in the world to do that. So we're trying to implement more complex kinds of assessment instruments in an internet format. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll see how successful these guys are. I mean, I'm optimistic that it's going to turn out well. But in general, that's the trade-off. You do internet research, yeah, it's easier to do, but then the quality of the data, the richness of the data is typically suffers.
Well, it's lacking the whole prompting element that would have
exactly
been there. Yeah.
Exactly. And then vice versa. In person, you can do very rich videotape data, coding videotape data. It's great, but your N is always going to suffer. So it's always a trade-off.
Yeah. You may not feel the pressure also online to really give it your all because nobody's staring at you, waiting, like eager.
Sounds like Marshall during my presentation.
What did you do?
No, just that comment. Remember, he was, you know, without somebody breathing down your neck to, you know, for the 5 minutes.
What did he say?
That was feedback during the my dissertation proposal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like it was yesterday. Either a fond memory or I'm having post-traumatic stress.
But that was Marshall's comment in your...
Yeah, just that, you know, like wondering how it might turn out, you know, without having somebody, you know, intently staring at you for the 5 minutes that you could take to respond.
Interesting. Sure. I mean, you could argue the other way, that mm-hmm. I feel more comfortable without somebody staring at me to think clearly.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause
there's no judgment.
Right. The less anxiety that I feel, the higher my performance. So you could argue it both ways, I think.
People love spewing their guts on the internet these days also, so, you know.
And truthfully, when you clicked on it, like, there was that big icon of my eye, like, staring intently, like the eye of Sauron.
Like Cyclops.
Live webcam,
yeah.
Sitting there.
Just my eye, watching.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
So we talked about, you just finished 5,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so 6, everybody got 3 except Marie, who gave a 1. So it's questionable versus absent, I guess that's the question. So who wants to read it?
My father is a loving, caring, responsible person.
It's questionable because these are adjectives that can describe an emotional state of another person. So that was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I just had can.
So
next
can.
To it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So moving right along, number 7, pretty tightly. Actually, Giacomo's the outlier on this one. Brianna 3, Chris 2, Giacomo 4, Melissa 3, Marie 2, Dustin 3. Who wants to read that one?
She was bright, caring, damaged, and I miss her terribly.
Well, yeah, I don't see a 2, Chris.
I don't know. I just thought, I mean, the caring for me is more of a 2 versus a 3. With
I
like
miss her terribly.
We had in the example, she's a caring person.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
So. It's a 3, Chris.
Fine. I'll take the three. I'm willing to go up one. Still within plus or minus one of me. It's in my range. I don't know why I thought that I would even score that I miss her terribly, though. I mean,
no, I put actually in the
missing is a feeling.
But it says in there, like, that's an acceptable, socially acceptable thing to say when somebody's asking about a dead parent, like, that you miss them, so you kind of disregard that. That's what it said in the manual.
In the Fonagy's manual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I felt myself pausing on, I miss her, and I didn't really know what to do with that.
Yeah,
it
said
you
just kind of, like, I didn't
write
that one.
I trust that
it's
in there.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
Cool.
All right.
Three it is.
All right. Moving right along, number eight. Here we had clearly two different camps. So Marie and Dustin are on one end of this, and you're opposed by Brianna, Chris, and Melissa.
You
want to
fight
Dustin?
Where did Giacomo fall?
He was kind of in the middle.
He didn't want to take a side.
We have Brianna 3, Chris 2, Giacomo 4, Melissa 3,
yeah.
Marie 6, Dustin 6. So it's particularly heated between Chris on one hand and Dustin and Marie on another, where you've got a difference of 4. Huge difference.
This shit ain't a 6. I broke it down. 2 was my high note, so I stopped.
2 was the high note. Wow.
High note.
All right, Chris, you want to read it?
Sure. Very creative. An artist and sculptor. Interested in psychology, particularly psychoanalytic point of view. Committed to social justice. Worked to improve her neighborhood, making it safer and cleaner. Tried to keep buildings out of New York City parks, but didn't succeed. Believed in the importance of enjoying and preserving nature. Dedicated teacher, working hard to help her students learn about literature and to develop intellectually. Although a private person who was good at keeping a secret, she enjoyed socializing with friends without pretense, honest. Able to see essentials and to say things succinctly. Opposed to self-promotion, not inclined to put herself forward. Very hardworking.
Okay, I
might be able to.
I don't see
it too.
Yeah.
I went with the overanalytical 3, the one where that like definition of a 3.
You think hyperactive,
just like
reflective functioning?
I guess they're like looking at all these behaviors and using all these terms that seem like they're reflective, but when you break it down, they're just behavioral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hyperactive reflective functioning.
Believe in the importance of enjoying and preserving nature.
That's the highest note I have.
Yeah,
I missed enjoyment.
Right.
I scored that as a 1, so that would be my only 3. But I mean, for me, it was just a big sociological explanation of this dead woman's life. This is what she did here, but.
So, Dustin and Marie, you see why it's a 3? It's just pretty devoid of any kind of mental state.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very low. But for some reason, I think I took the risk of assuming I was wrong, thinking that it was low, because it was such like a rich.
I think that was
you were fooled by the hyperactive reflective function.
Also.
So I think I probably hyper.
I was bamboozled.
Yeah, it says the interview may have greater depth than might be expected in interview.
Yes.
It's a defensive word.
What's the, just a side note question, what is the score, was it 2 or 0 that we agreed on? That if the respondent provides adequate material to reflect on, but does not do so, what is that? Is that a 0 or is that a 2 category?
Say that again?
When the respondent provides adequate enough material that could potentially be reflected on, but they totally don't.
Because 1 would be absent, and so 3 would be,
Because I gave it a 3 for that response, but I wrote that I felt like there was a lot there that could have been reflected on, so maybe if that's why you saw a 2, because I wavered, but ultimately
I had just, my ultimate comment was just, you know, not really quite reflective. Like, there was just so many, like, 1s, and you would kind of hit, you know, these little, like, this could have been more.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I missed the enjoy, but I guess that's technically a...
Does this sound like what we just did? There's a group of interviews which may have many of the hallmarks of mentalizing, yet on closer examination appear to fall way short of the mark. The subject comes across as psychologically minded, but in studying the narrative, his or her reflections are mostly irrelevant to the task. The content of the interview, if anything, is excessively deep, with detailed yet unconvincing descriptions of subjective reactions of both subject and others. The transcripts reflect a state of affairs where the search for insight is quite compulsive yet unproductive. Mentalization spins like a car wheel which has lost contact with ground. I love that. Because so many of the connections between what is thought about thoughts or feelings and the original thoughts or feelings themselves have been lost, meta-representational capacity works overtime but without real impact. And then explanations are frequently characterized by excessive length.
Okay. So.
It would, however, have plus form quality on the Rorschach.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of detail.
All right, so that was number...
Eight.
Nine. We have also some discrepancies here, principally between Brianna and Marie, the two second years. You like how I refer to you as second years?
I did not like that Pam sent an email and it has me addressed as a sixth year, because I will be gone before the sixth year begins.
Oh, snap.
It made me feel better, though, that Jessica was also listed as a sixth year. So.
I'm assuming everybody scored much lower than me. Is that what happened?
What was your score?
A four.
I have a five.
Yeah,
okay.
Four for Brianna
West.
Oh, I was a low West.
So we're still...
I had a five.
Yeah.
We're still right next to you.
Giacomo and Chris are five, and Melissa's five, Marie's seven, and Dustin's six. Who wants to read it?
Okay. He was somewhat of an emotionally torn individual who was often ambivalent and required deep thoughts about making decisions regarding himself, his family, and etc.
Oh, I didn't see the etc. I'm going to go with nine.
I just felt like
a lot of stuff.
Some reflection was implied, like required deep thoughts about making decisions. But... Yeah, how I have my notes.
I could see a four. I would give it a five, but I could definitely see a four. I can't see the seven or the six.
I feel like to be a seven, it needs multiple. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, so you have to
have
be pulling from
things,
from the at least two of the four different categories.
I think I just saw it as like a perfect description of this father's emotional state or his internal state. Sorry, so. I felt like it was highly reflective, you know, a highly reflective thing, even though it wasn't very detailed. It missed a lot of those factors, but I was taking a risk by thinking that it was probably a little lower, but thinking that I was trying to like reverse my thinking, and so I gave it a little bit higher, but I could see a five for sure if it doesn't have the other, development over time and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Awareness of the nature of mental states.
Done.
Teasing out mental states from underlying behavior. Developmental component. And then reference to the interviewer. Those are the four categories.
Can I ask what makes, since we're kind of agreeing on five would be the most appropriate, what is making it what is bumping it up to a five?
I mean, requires, what was that?
Requires
deep thought?
Deep thoughts about making decisions regarding himself.
I mean, I think that would count as actual,
and he was
some awareness of mental,
and often
mental state.
Too.
Huh?
He was emotionally torn and often ambivalent with regards to his decisions. So.
Yeah, it's just all he is, I think, in this one is aware of mental states.
Right.
They never try to like
right.
test it out or
nope.
understand it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why, because I saw that there was an opportunity for it, but because emotionally torn could be anything.
When you say reference, I know it says reference to the interviewer. Could it be like reference to like people in general seeing how the person asks.
We're not going to have the reference.
I know,
to
but
the
that's why I'm asking.
But there is one, I think, in this group of 20, mm-hmm. right? There was one.
No, I'm just wondering because I know we're not going to have that. So what if, like, other, if they say, like, other people think, you know, would think it's strange? Is that, does that count in that context, or is it still?
Well, let's.
That falls under that other people have a different perspective,
okay.
Different, right?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
The only way I can come across in this is like, whoever's reading this must think I'm stupid, or like.
Yeah,
that's
but
only
it's
why.
Not gonna. Right, and I don't think it's really came across.
And that's not. Yeah.
No, there was one. The one in my abnormal opinion one.
That wasn't an unusual response. That was just something I took out of one of the manuals. It was a response. Because we didn't have the full 20.
I'll just give you some examples. It must seem strange to you that I'm still upset, blah, blah, blah. In country X, the children always go to the grandmother or aunt. They are not allowed to bother the father or uncle. In reference to thinking that the interviewer might find this surprising. Have I got off the question? That would have been a 3. I'm sorry, this must be boring for you. I realize it can't be nice to have to hear about this. I wish I had a nicer story to tell. That's a 3. To lose a child like that without reason is horrible, and even hearing about it can be upsetting. It must be quite difficult to listen to it. That's a 4. So it really is specifically with respect to the interviewer.
Okay.
Good question. All right, so moving on to 10. Press onward. Here's Marie again is the outlier. But Dustin's also an outlier on the opposite end. We've got Brianna 4, Chris 3, Giacomo 4, Melissa 3, Marie 7, and Dustin 2. So let's see you two fighting.
I feel like I was... because now it seems totally different to me.
Well, good. I mean, that means then that our
yeah.
coding team meeting has been helpful so far.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not even done. Mm-hmm. So read it, and then let's talk about it.
He was cerebral, also damaged, superb in his profession, weak as a father in many ways, while strong in others. I miss him, too. And I really said it, thinking again that it was... that listed several characteristics. And then the person saying, I miss him too. But
it says, yeah. I found it, it's 5.2, learn, wrote, or cliched statements do not qualify for higher ratings.
Where is it?
5.2.
Okay.
It says they should not be rated.
So would the I miss him too make it a 5?
No.
No, I think those just shouldn't be rated.
Okay.
That, I mean, that's where I took that paragraph
yeah.
as.
So it is
should
it
be
2
a
okay?
Three.
Sorry. I guess it should be 3.
Yeah, like my father and I rivaled for my mother's affections.
I was the edible victor.
Not reflective.
I was
you hear that from the literature, and you just
right.
absorb that. Nice catch.
Which should have been a 3? A 3?
Yeah. So number 11. Once again, Marie, you're the outlier here.
Well, at least I'm consistently thinking wrong in the same way. So
no, because actually the first
the
ones
first
you were lower
other,
than everybody else.
Right.
Now you're higher than everyone else.
But I've been able to... flip it, so I feel there's been growth.
We've established your boundaries, so now next week, you know, as
yeah,
long as you're within
exactly.
them,
right.
Because
in the beginning, I was like undershooting, and then I was overshooting, and now I'm recalibrating and balancing all out. But I think I would then give this a 3, then, number 11.
All right, 3, 3, 3, 3, 6. Dustin gave a 5. What do you think, Dustin?
Yeah, I guess 3.
You can see it rather than a 5?
Yeah.
Questionable rather than actual reflection?
Yeah.
Self-reflection, okay. 12. We have some discrepancies here. Actually, Chris is the outlier on this one.
I think Melissa found a secret rule of that.
5.5. See, guys, diagnosis should not be accepted as shorthand for mental space.
Yeah, no.
Should be a -1.
So it would be a 1, right?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it said a borderline personality, and I thought that was kind of a canned answer to describe somebody, but if it's a mental illness, then it would be a 1, so I defer to
one. Because there's no mental state there.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was almost...
You were thinking more of the DR scale.
Well, yeah, well, I just thought, you know, it's like a very canned description of, you know, somebody to say they're, you know...
Yeah.
How are they? This is how they, you know, like,
yeah.
It's kind of psychologically minded in that sense. And, you know, I can understand some emotional states that might go with that, but they didn't really.
Right, but you're extrapolating at that point.
And so I just thought, can't, you know, like, it's just a generic.
And I guess I gave it a -1 because I took it more as a hostile, like, that's a nasty thing to say about somebody.
Right.
It's not like they said they're depressed, they, you know. That is more, I guess. I mean, it's not bad.
See,
but
those are your own connotations with certain diagnoses.
Summing up.
I happen to love borderlines.
I do. They're a lot of fun.
I do. I guess, yeah. But now I know they're ones.
So I got that one right.
I thought it was sort of a rejection.
You were right on, Marie.
Yay.
See? So she went too low, she went too high, now she hit the bullseye.
The Goldilocks phenomenon. So,
rejecting the task?
Huh?
I thought it was like rejecting the task to just say borderline personality.
Well, they're doing the task.
Yeah.
It's just there's nothing reflective about it. There's no mental state involved.
Well, what's an example of when they reject the task by
like
answering?
F you.
Like,
I'm out of here.
Well, I thought they would say like, they said like a
say?
Jerk.
Yeah.
Isn't that rejecting the task?
Did you say what?
Well,
you
it might be.
Jerk?
That might be like a 0. I mean, saying I'm not going to take it or getting hostile with the interview.
I'm not answering this question.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? You're the psychologist.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not going to have, I don't think we're going to have many negative ones, right?
No.
I would do all that consent for nothing and now.
Well, yeah.
I like
so
popcorn.
It's a 3?
I like popcorn.
Huh?
So this one was a 3?
No, a 1.
A 1.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, it was a 3. You see how infectious I am?
Any kind of psychiatric diagnosis is going to be a 1.
Okay.
Just by definition. I mean, this is the same discussion that Giacomo was struggling with number 12. So 13, wow. Very discrepant here.
Mm-hmm.
We got Brianna and Chris on one side of the team, and plus Giacomo and Melissa, 4 of you, 2 6s and 2 5s, and then we've got Dustin and Marie. Marie is a 0, and Dustin is a 1. See, now you guys are very highly correlated with each other, but not very well with the rest of the group, which is a problem.
Unless
we just score them together.
My
ICC will be perfect.
No, that's true. Yeah. But then you risk not getting significant findings. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
She accepts
I have
that
a nice
game.
Range.
Like,
about
my
state.
Twin and I, we don't see it as
so,
mental state.
So what I wrote, I mean, this might help because I had a 6. I wrote in my notes that there was a transactional process between mother and child. There's a recognition that the mother's stated mental state may differ from her actual mental state, and this impacts her behavior.
Disguise.
There's no mental state, though.
Well,
there's
an
acceptance.
That's the mental state.
She accepts that I'm gay. That's like a behavior.
But is always trying to set me up with
Matt. Person's gay. She's saying, hey, you know, it's
except
okay that you're gay.
I think accepting
it's not
more of a
mental
feeling.
State.
Well, somebody read it for me.
Oh.
My mother is a heterosexual who says she accepts that I'm gay, but is always trying to set me up with Matt.
Says she accepts that I'm gay.
Okay, let me read something.
Always trying
I have
to
disguise
me up.
Of mental states on there. So
I was just
going to
read that.
Mm.
faith.
Related to the issue of opaqueness is the possibility of deliberate disguising of internal states. Recognition of this possibility may be implicit or explicitly stated. A common example would be instances of awareness that the individual may experience different emotions to the ones they display and may refer to the other or to the self. For example, I am so angry at her, but I would never show that to her. My mother always kept everything controlled and calm, but I think underneath she often felt very angry.
Yeah, but those are all mental states.
State.
This just says she's accepted that I'm gay, but is always trying to set me up with men. That just sounds like two behaviors to me.
I
don't hear any mental states at all.
And it's implied.
It's also not inferred.
Yeah, extrapolate
so.
Like that.
It says.
But those examples are all mental
may be
states.
Implicit or explicitly stated.
Well, then
I would say a four. I would say a four.
My mother is a heterosexual who says she accepts that I'm gay, but is always trying to set me up with men. I can't infer any.
I really couldn't.
Now, Chris, you gave it a six. So, I think that's a little high. What do you think?
I think go to a five.
I wrote the same thing.
You don't see a four?
I guess just because it was well articulated, like I got what they were doing, you know, like what
yeah.
it was like right away, like I didn't have to hunt for a rule. That might even been why I shot right to a six. I was like disguised, you know, like right away, like it just like clicked for me like that, you know. Oh, that's exactly what that is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I was kind of, you know,
upping
your down
that.
So I mean I could go down to the five, but I mean I definitely, you know, like it just, that's exactly, you know, like,
uh-huh.
I think that's a lot of inference from this.
Oh. I would agree with you guys, but come on, a zero and a one.
Well,
no.
My zero has been recalibrated an hour ago to a one, so because I was too low, so I was thinking zero was nothing.
I'd say a four would be the minimum score.
I forgot about the rules. I'm just reading it like, well, I shouldn't infer anything. There's really nothing here, so what I thought was the minimum.
So you guys can see a four? Because that's what I would have given it.
I wanted to infer implicitly.
All right. So, Brianna, you're the other six.
Yes. I wrote in my notes, could see it rated as a five, but felt a higher rating was appropriate for the similar reasons that Chris said. I can see it as a five. I feel like there's just too...
How about a four?
I feel like it's too, like, there to be a four.
Yeah, like, I'll go five.
But, you know, Dustin and Marie's point is well taken, that we aren't dealing with any, like, explicit mental states. We are talking about someone's sexual orientation.
Not even an implicit mental state. All she's saying is she accepts that the guy's gay. That's not a mental state.
But there's a she.
Oh, whatever.
But there are also
yeah,
things that there's a difference.
She says that she accepts that I'm gay, but is always trying to set me up with men.
Well, isn't being accepting a mental state?
Yeah, but it says she says she accepts. It doesn't say she accepts
well, that's
that
the
I'm
disguise.
Well, that's the disguise. She says she accepts it. However!
I see that that's a disguise, but... If I'm going to start looking for disguises in these things...
That's what you've got to do!
Same. I mean, it's going to be all over the place.
That's right. That's why it's difficult.
Okay.
That's what makes it hard.
All right.
I'm only going to a five. I don't know. I'm not going to a one.
Yeah, I think five's great.
I think five's awesome.
Yeah,
I'll go for
five.
I said that originally. I could see it as a five. I don't see it.
I guess it's a five. It's a clear, you know, like that's... what it was, you know, like it was clear that this is what they were hitting on.
I'd say a 4 or 5.
4.5.
Yeah,
4.8. We'll take the average. That's what we'll have to do. The mean was taken. When consensus couldn't be reached.
All right, 14. Can people go over a little bit? People okay with that? Okay. Because, you know, it's really important that we get this. We always fall back a little bit when we start doing Chris and Giacomo's sample, so it's really important. So 14, we have Brianna 3, Chris 3, Giacomo 3, Melissa 3, Marie 4, and Dustin I mean, Marie 2, Dustin 4.
So it's really a 3 for Marie.
Yeah, I really
now that she's recalibrated.
I was 1.2 low, so I...
And Dustin, are you calibrating lower now?
No.
No? So you're going to defend a 4?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Or no,
oh.
I would say it's a 3.
Oh! How easily do you wave the white flag?
But I'm not automatically calibrating lower on my...
Okay, all right. But you're okay with the 3?
Yeah, I see how this is scanned. Yeah.
All right, 15, 122, 112, I'm happy with that. 16, oh man, 16. That was the killer.
That's my fault.
Wow.
Necessarily your fault.
Yeah, you guys could be right.
No, look.
It's just half and half. Actually.
It's unbelievable.
I'm getting ready to leap across the table.
Well, Brandon and Chris, you two are okay. Melissa, you need to join them.
The three of us gave it a 0.
And then we've got Giacomo, Dustin, and Marie on the other side with 2 6s and a 7.
Wait.
We can't have this. We got
to
really figure this out.
Are you talking about disguise?
We'll end up the response.
And then
you want us to read
Giacomo weighs in here.
For sure, read this one.
The end of the response.
He's been censored.
Sorry, Giacomo.
Yeah, why
you got a vote in it, but I don't know. You're supposed to raise your hands and say yay or nay.
Well, he has something here written.
The last sentence doesn't bring
this is
down.
Proxy.
Yeah.
He's voting by proxy.
Chris, why don't you read it?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, why don't we talk
about it? Highest thing it hits.
No, yeah, I think someone should read it.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So this is a self-description. Lonely, insecure, hiding behind a facade. Has common sense. Abnormal opinions. One of my abnormal opinions is that people who want to kill themselves should be allowed to kill themselves. And I wasn't referring to myself.
Well, I just have to say automatically that last line, and I wasn't referring to myself.
Like
he's talking
you.
to Chris and Giacomo. So automatically, you have to think a minimum 5,
yes.
Right off the top.
Really, you don't think the inappropriate shock value thing comes into play?
Or that he refers to
like
himself.
A bizarre response?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is that bizarre? It's just his opinion.
I said it's strange.
No, I
like the range.
But see, they have some awareness of how strange it is.
Well, he also
so that's not bizarre.
Refers to himself in the third person and says, has common sense.
Yeah. But not saying, oh, it's so weird that I see a telepathic wing.
This is nothing near a telepathic
wing. Lonely, insecure, hiding behind the facade. Has common sense.
Rather than have common sense.
Yeah. And then he switches into
so you were thinking that's what made it bizarre?
Well, that and then the comment.
It's strange, but you see, he gets away with it, or she gets away with it, because they actually know there's some awareness.
When we did the last one last week, though, when I had broken it down, and you know, the 3, and then there was the kind of the weird thing with the mother and the flowers, we had to kind of look at it as a whole versus...
It should be a 5... Minimum
I mean, I can see at the beginning, like, because it's got a bunch of, you know, feeling words into it, but then it just kind of...
Yeah, but you can't do that. You have to stay at what the highest note is.
But with
is,
the bizarre answers, the bizarreness of...
I don't think it's
bizarre,
because they're actually saying this might sound strange to you, the interviewer. But I believe that people who want to kill themselves can do it, or whatever he said. He's talking to you, Chris.
He was talking to Diana Diamond, but... Not for my sample. We didn't have 20 full unusable, so I took 2 from the DR scale menu.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying you're going to interpret this as strange. I wasn't referring to myself. So I guess it's implying that the person would think that? Is that what you're saying?
This is a 0 or 1. I need to go back to the drawing board.
Apparently it's
not.
Yeah.
I mean, I was totally
it's
up
it's a minimum 5. It's
I was
a minimum
totally
5.
Up to like a 5 or a 6, and then it just hit that, and then I just stopped,
yeah.
And I deleted it, and then I'm like, that just seemed strange, to, you know, like just
yeah.
Kind of inappropriate.
I kind of took it in the same boat as the she put down the flowers in one day sort of thing.
Like just
okay,
this
that's
weird.
Why is it?
But see, there's no reflection on that behavior in that.
Yeah, but they say she's unpredictable. She did this one day.
Yeah.
So how would that be different from this?
Because it's merely thinking about how
he
feels.
This person says, I have common sense, and I have abnormal opinions. This is one of them. Please
don't
throw me in jail.
And he says, I'm lonely, insecure. He's thinking about how he feels inside.
Yeah,
he doesn't have common sense. That person has common sense.
Those aren't really canned response, insecure. I mean, that's a huge, like, thing.
No, let's settle on a 5 for this one.
Right.
Honestly.
I don't think we had any.
Actually, no, there was no 5s. Nobody gave a 5. That would have been my
response.
I was
hovering between a 0 and a 6. So.
I was going to give it a higher one until looked at it overall and was like, how does this have anything to do?
Now, a 7, how would you justify a 7?
That's
a pretty high score.
Well, since my higher numbers were overshot, then I would change it to a 6. Jeez. And then I'd be within a point. And then
she has like this whole base rate system. It's like the Mackey shifts, you know.
There's a 95% confidence.
At least it's consistent.
Yeah.
At least it's consistent. So.
It's like an IQ score, plus or minus.
Yeah. I just thought the first few words were definitely recognition of this person's internal state. And then I just kind of disregarded the last part because I didn't see it as if that's just that person's opinion, and he acknowledged his opinion, and it's a controversial opinion, but it's valid. So he's not saying they should, you know.
Yeah. Let me read the comments from our esteemed colleague. The rationale is that the writer provides multiple inner feeling states. Lonely, insecure, and hiding behind a facade infers a recognition that the writer's external behavior is not consistent with their inner life. Nicely done, Giacomo. And then the last line, after stating that he or she has the belief that people who want to kill themselves should be allowed to, he or she says, and I wasn't referring to myself either. I took this last line as being aware of some form of interviewer who would be reading this response and whose interpretation of that line may be different from what they believe to be their own understanding and intention in that line. I'm guessing that Chris and Brianna gave the 0 because of maybe some bizarreness of the response, so I'm very interested to hear what the group says on that.
We saw our answers.
So, decide in favor of the 5s and over crowd. Sadly, sorry, Chris.
It's okay.
Went up next.
But I was trained by Howard Steele on the scale, so I defer to Howard Steele.
Well, I texted Diana.
Who worked with?
And she said 0, and she's kind of ashamed with you right now. Clearly, you were sleeping through that lecture.
Well, we already scored the DR scale now. What was the score on the DR scale? I'm curious.
7.
So even she scored a 7 on that
it's
scale.
It's a different scale, though.
It is. You're right. But we would hope there's some correlation, positive correlation between the two.
They're revoking your FIPA card under them. I'm filing a complaint with the board.
All right. 17. Melissa was the only outlier, really.
Yeah, and I see a 3. I mean,
You do?
Yeah, I didn't go with the high note. I should have definitely stopped the first sentence.
And Brianna, you see a 3 rather than a 2?
Yeah, I guess, like, we must have had a similar thought process.
Yeah, when they went towards the end, I thought it was a little more of an inappropriate attack and the concreteness, like, the started talking about how she looks, saying she's, like, not too much on top, sort of flat-chested. I was like, well, that's how you describe your mom. That's kind of weird.
Well, it could be very sexualized, but
yeah, no,
I don't know
just,
that it's bizarre, really.
Well, that's why I went lower, but I guess definitely 3.
All right. 18.
And,
3.
No, I
didn't
say 18, the same thing. I don't know why.
333, Melissa 1.
I talked to Chris
18.
About this because it says sweet, supportive, trusting, and caring. And I guess I took it as they have to have, like, the person or mind or something in there to say that they recognize that, like, it's a separate entity. So, and it really doesn't seem necessary. So, I see why it's 3.
All right. 19. Dustin, you're on the hot seat. We got 2s and 1s across the board, except you gave it 4. What was that?
Cracking the
what? You wanted entertainment about putting out the hysterics.
That worked. What do you think, Dustin?
I would say a 3, but how would you go lower than that? Those are 10 feelings.
Feelings? Outgoing? That's not a feeling.
Considerate? Understanding?
I'm feeling outgoing today.
What's understanding? A behavior? No, that's a mental state.
Understanding? That's like
it's
saying
a
can I thought.
Mental state. Understanding.
And then that's all.
All. That's what that means.
Yeah. That's like a dismissal at the end.
Yeah. We hit the high note.
How about a 2? Can you go with a 2?
Fine. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's not quite questionable. It's almost there.
What did we give 15? Did we go over that one?
15?
Oh, I think we had lower 2s. Okay.
Yeah, everybody was with me.
Okay.
Yeah, and then 20, I said the same thing. It's definitely a 3 for me.
Okay. Now, Giacomo wrote about 18 and 20. He was concerned about this. Would listing multiple adjectives do that? Because that happens a lot in our type of responses. What about if someone lists multiple one-word adjectives which are disparate rather than one particular valence? For example, both items 18 and 20 list a bunch of adjectives of internal feeling states, but for item 18, they're all positively charged and one-dimensional, whereas in item 20, there's more of a variety of feeling states. Would item 20 get a higher rating then?
Yes.
How is 20 a variety? Those are all kind of negative.
Can you read it?
20?
Yeah.
Worried, aggressive, unhappy, lonely.
That's a variety. Aggressive and lonely. It's pretty disparate.
I mean, they're all sad. Like, they're all...
Aggressive is sad?
No. Yeah, I mean...
Aggressive is not sad.
I mean, it's not sad, but it's a kind of a negative trait. I mean... No,
yes, you're right. The
mean, like,
okay, so that's true. What about 18?
I thought those were all positive.
Diabetes.
Those are all positively
valence. Well, read them.
Oh.
Sweet, support, trusting, caring.
Like that would be, what was the iconic, the 4, the idealization.
No. I don't hear it.
But that's
la,
like,
la, 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 la.
That's all good. And number 20 is all bad.
Iconic was a 7 on the CL scale.
So would 20 get a higher, so Chris, you actually gave a higher score for 20 than 18, whereas Giacomo gave it the same score.
Unhappy.
I think 20 were stronger emotional.
Yeah, it was
a
more complexity versus not, like I put can, but a little more complex, so it bumped, instead of, you know, just caring, sweet, supporting, I mean, from, you know, the worried, and then the aggressive, and then the, you know, the lonely, like, it was just a little more complicated of a...
Still an adjective list.
But unhappy, that really describes a person's feeling state, unhappy.
Same with worried and aggressive.
It's like...
Yeah, so that's a 3.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't see a 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's 4.
I think a list of adjectives is a list of adjectives is a list of adjectives. I mean, you're thinking more maybe ambivalence, and you're thinking the previous coding system.
Well, it was more of, I guess I gave that one a 3, and this one seemed a little more striking to me, you know, towards some type of complexity. You know, definitely not a 5, but I mean, you know, it just seemed a little more descriptive, I guess, to me, so that was why.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was, you know, more because they're a little bit more powerful of words versus caring, but I could defer to a 3.
Yeah, they're all
yeah.
Feeling states. But the key here is that there's no even attempt at hitting one of those 4 categories that we've talked about. We don't see any attempt on either of those people's parts to hit that.
I just wanted to give a 4. Get it out there.
So, you guys feel this was helpful? Because this is a pretty sad, sad week. I'm hoping that we can really do better next week. So, do we have any unused left?
They're gone.
We shot our load, huh?
Yep. However, we do have 20 nice samples of exactly what they'll look like going from 1 to 6.
Yeah, because these are all theirs, responses. Yeah. So they're going to be sort of similar to this.
What are they?
Since these were the unusable ones, I mean, like, we now have samples of what ours are going to look like versus the RF manual.
Yeah.
So, I mean, since we've all agreed on, you know, what these are.
Oh, you think they're ready to start coding the real sample?
Maybe, like, 25?
Or no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, I definitely think we have a good template here, and that today, since we went through these relevant answers...
I wouldn't do, you know, like, a ton of them.
I don't agree. I think that this group needs at least one more practice round, definitely. And I don't know where you're going to get them.
I can take them from the RF or the DR scale.
Yeah,
or I mean the DR or the
The
ORI.
Yeah, that's what I would do, because I just don't feel confident. I don't feel confident yet.
No faith.
Huh?
No faith in us.
No, after what I saw this past week. But, I mean, I was looking back, Chris, for the DR scale, we had 4 weeks of practice. We've only had 3 for the RF, so I think another week would be appropriate.
20 again?
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Yeah. Losing. Ditch me, it's fine.